that for you.
Okay. Jeff Winholtz is excused. Stacy Ekstrom?
Here.
Okay. Mary Killian?
Here.
Greg Sweek?
Here.
Wayne Sides?
Here.
Rod Taylor? Did we hear back from Rod? No. Okay, we don't know. Stanley Anderson.
Hi.
Carl Smith.
Here.
And Brian Thompson. Did we hear back from Brian? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay, let's do everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And since the minutes are not ready, we'll dispense with the minutes and move on to the possible changing of a meeting date.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is not on your advertised agenda. We had our weekly staff meeting today, and we don't have any applications. Today's the deadline for applications. We had one. It's a partial application, so we don't really have the need to have a meeting in November. And I checked with Blake Bjornson. I see Blake is on the line to see if he would mind if we moved his hearing on to December 6th, and he said he was fine with that. So that means that would be our next week. We'll miss October and November, and we might have hopefully a few applications in December, the beginning of the month, to avoid the holiday season, if that works for everyone else. It also works for Dan Kearns, our new counsel. So I don't know.
I'm tentatively going to be gone December 6th, but it's possible that I will be present, but tentatively I'll be gone.
Okay. Okay. Does that work for others?
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I am as well.
So am I.
Okay. So that's
right in the middle of the NFR, you know.
Well, you might.
So, as I understand, okay. You guys are going to be joining us via Zoom.
Yes.
I will be Vegas, so if you want me to,
so we have 1, 2, 3. We have 4 for sure, so we can probably round up a 5th. So, if that's okay with everyone, I don't think we need a formal motion. We'll just change our agenda on the website, so our next meeting would be December 6th. Okay. That'll give us a break, because we finally got an office manager, and shame on me, I'm sorry, didn't introduce her, but for those of you who are on Zoom, Michaela Ramirez, maybe she can wave her hand, is sitting to my left. She's our new office manager, and we're really excited. This is week 2. She's come to us from the Hermiston School District, where you were, how many years? 18 years?
17.
17 years. So she's experienced doing what she does. We just have a little bit different stuff than
language.
Yeah, a whole different vernacular, she said. So anyway, welcome, Michaela, and thank you to Katie, who's been filling in, and everybody else. So having a reprieve for a couple months will be nice to let us catch up a little bit. Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to our public hearings. And do you want me to read the statement now, or?
Yes, please.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Greg Sweet, Vice Chair of the Morrow County Planning Commission. I will be presiding over the first action item. Persons who wish to provide testimony may do so orally or in writing. Testimony and evidence must be directed towards the criteria described in the staff report and findings or land use regulation believed applicable. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Board of Commissioners on that issue. Please speak only when identified by the chair. Please begin your testimony by giving your name and address. If you have exhibits for our consideration, please provide a copy to planning staff. For persons participating via Zoom, please raise your hand or place a note in the chat so we know you would like to speak. If you would like to request the commission to hold open the record or continue the hearing, you must make that request before the public portion of the hearing is closed. If the commission holds open the record, you may submit additional written testimony. The county is required by state law to make a final decision on quasi-judicial decisions, including all appeals, within 150 days, unless an applicant waives that right. Let's see. Okay, this concludes the introduction, and we'll go to the first thing on the agenda, which was with One Energy Development, but I understand that's going to be set over until December, the December 6th meeting. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I'd like for you to open the hearing on that item, and then just by consensus.
Sorry.
Yeah, please.
Not ahead of myself. Yes,
it's
let's
okay.
open the hearing on the CUP-NDES 355-22 One Energy Development LLC and Madison Ranches Land 4 LLC.
Yes. Would you like me to address the request, Mr. Chair?
Yes, please, Tamara.
Thank you. So at your August 30th meeting, the applicant requested that this application be continued to tonight. And actually, Planning Commission, anyway, we continued it last month to tonight's meeting. And the applicant, you see in your packet a request to continue it, to set it over, we call it continue it, to the next meeting, which would be December 6th, 2022. Will be in Heppner?
Yes.
The December meeting's slated for here.
Okay.
We're skipping the...
We're skipping two. So the December 6th meeting here in Irrigan at the North Morrow Annex at 7 p.m., and the applicant also has waived the 150-day clock to accommodate this request. I would just note that the waiver would apply only to the conditional use permit and not to the exception, because the exception's a legislative matter. But in summary, they've agreed to waive it. And Mr. Blake Bjornson, representative of the developer, is on the Zoom. So Blake, do you agree to continue to waive it to the December 6th meeting?
Yeah, that's what we'd like to request. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. So Mr. Chair, I think the next move is to just, again, state for the record that the hearing would be on December 6th, 2022 at 7 p.m. here in Irrigan at the North Morrow County Government Building.
On waiving, does that include the 150-day limit?
It does, and they've said that in their email to me. It's in your record. And the 150-day limit would only apply to the conditional use permit, not to the legislative action, which is the exception, because there is no time limit on a legislative action. But to be safe, they did go ahead and waive the 150-day for the CUP.
Okay, well, unless anyone is opposed, then we will set this conditional use permit and comprehensive plan amendment, continue it on to the December 6th meeting.
Thank you. Okay, and just close this hearing, and you can open the next hearing.
Okay, if there's no other things for this, the One Energy Development hearing, we'll close this hearing and move on to open the hearing for land partition LP-N-513-22, Noe Lambera, applicant and owner.
Good evening, can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So LP North 513-22, applicant and owner is Noe Lambera, Boardman, Oregon. The request is to partition approximately 7.91 acre parcel into three parcels. The subject parcel is zoned farm residential and is located outside of the Boardman urban growth boundary. It has no existing dwellings, but several outbuildings are present. The applicant is proposing to create three parcels. Parcel one at 2.93 acres in size, parcel two at 2.93 acres in size, and parcel three at 2 acres more or less. Proposed new use for the parcels is residential. The proposed land partition meets the requirements of the zoning ordinance and comprehensive plan relative to minimum parcel size. Proposed parcel three will continue to use the existing county road access point on Peters Road. On the east side here. Proposed parcels one and two will be via a 30-foot easement along the north portion of proposed parcel three. You can see that right here. And it's going to end in a hammerhead for emergency vehicle turnaround. So Morrill County Public Works was provided notice and a copy of the finding. And the applicant will need to receive access approval for the additional use through the Morrill County Public Works Department prior to the planner director signing the final plat. Findings were also provided to Boardman Rural Fire for the review of the hammerhead turnaround. We didn't receive any comment from Boardman Rural. The applicant will need to comply with the recommendations of Boardman Rural Fire Protection District's review. The applicant will also need to submit written approval from Boardman Rural prior to getting the prior planning director's signature on the final plat. To ensure buildability of the future proposed parcels, the applicant will need to obtain site suitability from Umatilla County Public Health. That's also a condition of approval. The applicant should also be aware that the northern portions of proposed parcels one and two have wetlands that were identified in the statewide wetlands inventory. These have been identified in the applicant's preliminary plat. Right here. Department of State Lands was provided a copy of these findings for the review. We also did not receive any comment from Department of State Lands. It should also be noted that these wetlands are situated in the Bonneville Power Administration's BPA power line easement, and that those portions of proposed parcels one and two within the easement would be ineligible for development, and any improvements would need to happen outside of that BPA easement. The applicant is aware of that. And he does understand that. No flag lots are being proposed, and planning staff do not recommend any additional requirements based on the factors in these findings. West Extension Irrigation District was also provided a copy of the findings, as they are in the district. I think that concludes my staff report. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Do any of the commissioners have questions for Stephen?
I have one. It's probably silly, but the dash yellow lines, is that the wetlands area?
So the dash yellow lines that you're seeing here, Wayne, that's the approximate location of the BPA easement. The wetlands are actually this kind of like densely vegetated area right here, and on, it's really just this. I think it's like an old canal or something. I don't think they're natural wetlands. And the footprint of the wetlands is very small. It's minor. But since there's wetlands there, I did provide a copy to Department of State Lands.
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, if there are no other questions for Stephen, we'll move on to proponents of this land partition.
Mr. Chair, I don't think we have anybody physically here in the room to speak on this.
Okay, any opponents to the land partition? I will take that as a no. Any neutral testimony? Then we will close the public hearing and move to deliberating land partition, approval of land partition N-513-22.
I move we approve land partition LP-N-513-22.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Oh, I'll second it.
I'm not sure who moved and who seconded.
Carl Smith moved and Mary Killian seconded.
Thank you.
And I assume that means subject to the conditions staff is recommending?
Yes.
And adoption of the findings, yes. Did you say adoption of the findings?
Of course I did.
Yes, he did say adoption of the findings and the conditions. Thank you, Mr. Kearns.
Okay, Carl Smith moved and Mary Killian seconded approval of land partition LP-N-513-22. As presented with the requirements identified by the planning identified by the planning department. All those in favor? Oh. Not to be a roll call.
Do you want us to do a roll call, Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. Stanley Anderson.
Aye.
Carl Smith.
Aye.
Wayne Seitz?
Aye.
Mary Killian?
Aye.
Stacy Ekstrom?
Aye.
And Chair Vice Chair Sweek?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. 6-0.
Okay, we will move on to opening the hearing for the replat R-S-079-22, Carol Ockmar and McGilligat LLC.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Actually, I'm going to hand out.
Thank you.
I made some minor adjustments to the preliminary findings, and I did email them out, but I wanted to make sure to bring some because I didn't know how many of the folks would be traveling when they were here. So. Hopefully everybody online got theirs in their email this afternoon. It was pretty late, but. So this request is to adjust property lines and reconfigure parcels 1 and 2 of partition plat 2006-2. And the property is located south of Heppner near Canyon Road. So the portion that I changed a little bit from what you saw in your packet before is actually just right here in this first paragraph. This application, they applied concurrently with two property line adjustments identified PLAS 212-22 and PLAS 213-22. This replat will adjust the property lines between tax lots as existing 3401, 3402, and 3406, which were part of that previous partition plat. A portion of the subject properties are affected by a covenant not to sell separately, which was required after that previous land partition, LPS 298 in 2001. This action will not violate the covenant not to sell separately, which will remain in effect. Otherwise, it's really pretty straightforward. The applicant is required to submit a preliminary and final plat comply and in compliance with this article and chapter, ORS chapter 92. Along with it, I did attach the vicinity map, which Stephen currently has up on the screen. In the entirety, all of the properties are quite large. And Stephen, can you flip to the preliminary plat? So this is the preliminary that was provided with the application that shows each of the it shows this replat, property line adjustment via replat. The next one that he's going to pull up is going to show the entire project, which includes both of the other two property line adjustments and this as final configured. And the purpose of it was to follow some of the roadways and fence lines. And that would conclude my staff report.
Are there any questions from the commission for staff?
I don't know if this is appropriate. I'm just curious why would they be redoing the property lines? Is there a reason? Or I know nothing, so I'm just curious why you would do that.
So they're two separate parties, and with all of them, they tend to either follow a roadway or a fence line. So I think they're just trying to clean up probably what they've already been using, like an assumed property line.
So that there's no verification process?
Yeah. The surveyor is here. He could probably, for the parties, he can probably answer more. There was pretty long-standing dispute, and this is what they've agreed upon. And so we're the last
step. So there's a lot of history. Gotcha.
That's right. Yeah, there was some property line disputes, and I think both sides had attorneys. And Bill, well, you're the surveyor for both parties.
I'd like to speak to that.
I think we probably have to get to the...
My name's Bill Wells, and I guess I'm representing both parties right now. Party has an attorney, and there was a dispute. The original partition was done in 2006, and it was one of those unsurveyed partitions. So the fence wasn't even shown on the plat, but over the course of time, there was a disagreement. Now everybody's agreed, both parties and all the attorneys, that we'd like to make the fence the boundary, which requires us to do a couple of property line adjustments and a replat of the original 2006 partition.
I
think
there's a reason.
Thank you.
Easier than build a fence.
Right. Oh, I'm all for that, yeah.
So we can consider that neutral testimony and move on to proponents of the replat.
We don't have anyone here in the room.
Okay, then we'll move on to opponents to the replat. We'll move to anyone neutral, and we've had testimony from the surveyor as to the reasons behind the replat. Anyone else that has something to add?
There's nothing in the chat.
Okay, well, then we will close the public hearing and move on to deliberation by the Planning Commission. Is there anyone who would like to make a motion from the commission?
I will move we approve the replat of R-S-079-22 with the condition stipulated in the payback to the page that Stephanie just gave us.
And the amended findings that she handed out.
And the amended findings from the original.
Great. Right. Yep, perfect.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Stacy.
I didn't catch who seconded it.
Stacy Ekstrom.
Stacy?
Yeah.
Okay, it's been moved by Carl Smith and seconded by Stacy to approve replat R-S-079-22 as presented with the revision presented by Stephanie through email today. We'll move to a vote on that.
Okay.
I'll vote.
You bet. And I think we have less than 5 minutes left now, so we'll try to go through this quickly. Stacy Ekstrom?
Aye.
Mary Killian?
Aye.
Wayne Seitz?
Aye.
Stanley Anderson?
Aye.
Carl Smith?
Aye.
And Vice Chair Sweek?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes unanimously.
Perfect. Now on to other business and whatever else we can fit in.
Okay. Just very quickly under correspondence, let's see how my notebook looks. I included an application that has been filed with the State of Oregon Energy Facility Siting Council for a project called Echo Solar. It's almost an 11,000 acre project. We do not have any immediate jurisdiction, but I shared with the Planning Commission the comments that the Board of Commissioners submitted. It's a big project, so if your neighbors and friends and colleagues say, well, is there a big project going on? You can say, yes, I know about it, but we don't get a direct vote in it. So the county has a role that's outlined in statute and administrative rule, and these were the, this is the first formal step in the process where the county provides a list of local applicable criteria. And I apologize that the landowner list isn't very clear. I just pulled it up on my laptop, and I think I can send out and hand out a clearer version of that. I also included, because I think it's really interesting, an email from Oregon's Goal 3 Farm Forest Planner, Hillary Foote, with the DLCD. And she and her counterpart at Department of Agriculture have been asked by their respective boards to look at the total, the cumulative effects of solar projects. And I think it's interesting to note that if all of these solar projects on the books were to be approved, we'd have over 20,000 acres, 21,000 acres of farmland in Morrow County that would be under solar, more than about 10% of all the wheat grown in the county. Just one of those figures to look at. I can tell you there's a lot of discussion, there always is, I think, for the last 15 years about what's the right balance of farmland protection and allowing renewable energy. We're reaching that point where it's starting to matter, where we see lots and lots of these energy projects. So just for information, I thought it was really interesting. No opinion about it, but it's except that it's interesting. So that's all I have.
Enjoy the update.
Is the update
from last month's?
Mm-hmm. Is it in there?
Mm-hmm.
It's not in my notebook. Okay.
It is.
So we always, thank you, it wasn't in mine, that's my fault. So we always include the preceding month update. So in December you'll get a couple because Planning Department does monthly updates to the Board of Commissioners. I think that's all.
That's it.
Okay. Well, on that, I think we'll adjourn now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
7:31. Greg, how do you want to sign the findings?
I've got a countdown clock.
Less than 1 minute left. Oh, do you want us to route them? That's a good question. Do you want us to have somebody in Heppner print them and you can stop by and sign them?
That would be fine.
Okay. I bet you George would do that for us.
I don't know.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you very much. We'll let you know when they're ready to be signed.
Okay.
Okay. That's very convenient for us. Thank you.
Your free meeting has ended.
Yeah, you're right, Stephanie. I think we've...
Yeah, Stephen came in. He goes, it's only giving us 40 minutes. Why? I'm like, I bet we didn't pay the bill.
I know. Isn't that embarrassing? So I will...
John, everyone.